Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Be part of the show. Call the fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook. Better odds and favorable prices.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. W-F-A-N.
Good evening, New York sports fans. I am Danielle McCartan. McCartan before midnight. And I'll be talking all things New York sports with you for the next couple hours up until 1 o'clock in the morning. Paul Rosenberg and I are coming to you live from the Carton and Roberts studio here in Lower Manhattan, and we are working on a weekend like usual. You guys know the number that you just heard, the jingle, 877-337-6666. Get that number on speed dial, and as always, load them up with your best content only, please. And at 11:40 p.m., if you're a Nets fan, pay attention. I've got Brooklyn Nets beat writer for the Athletic NYC and the Athletic NBA, Alex Schiffer, good friend of the show. He's set to join us live at 11:40 to discuss the impact on the team from a basketball standpoint, the absence of Kyrie Irving, and so much more. So if you're a Nets fan, that's going to be a can't-miss segment, part of the show for you. So 11:40 p.m., the Brooklyn Nets, Alex Schiffer reporter, will be on. Which REM is true. And in the Giants' case, there's a lot of hurt going around Big Blue, or maybe it's Big Black and Blue this week. Skeptics are not buying into the fact that although he did clear concussion protocol, Daniel Jones will be at 100% this week? Question mark. That's for the skeptics. I mean, did you see how when he stood up, he looked like he didn't even know where he was? There was spit coming from his mouth, the black rubber pellets from the turf were all in his lips, and he was making no motion to get rid of them. And then came, of course, the stumble seen round the NFL. But Daniel Jones is expected, miraculously, to start tomorrow. Saquon Barkley is sidelined with a freak ankle injury. He, not even involved in the play, accidentally stepped on the defender's foot. And then Barkley's ankle swelled up immediately and looked like he had a softball growing on it. And that was great work by the camera operator of the Diamond Vision cam to get that look in on that. Maybe they should have taken him into the tent to look at it. And then there's the Giants' number one receiver and biggest offseason free agent acquisition, Kenny Golladay. Yeah, he's listed as out too with a knee injury. So, I mean, if you're looking for a storyline in tomorrow's Giants-Rams game, you don't have to look far. That's it. So tell me, how does a team that has, in week four, the NFC Offensive Player of the Week in Daniel Jones, and in week five, the NFL Rookie of the Week in Kadarius Toney, how does that team have a record of 1-4? Well, that's a great question. And to me, I needed the answer to it. I needed to dive into that. And I needed to say that the answer resides in the defensive unit's non-performance. You know, the Cowboys had 515 total yards of offense last week. Yes, you heard me right. Dak Prescott Ezekiel Elliott and company racked up 515 yards of offense against this Patrick Graham-led New York Giants defense. It's the highest yardage total allowed in a single game by the Giants since 2015. Actually, the Cowboys total over 200 yards rushing and 300 yards through the air. And the last time the Giants allowed their opponent to rack up those figures was 9 years ago. 9 years ago. Look at where this team ranks in various defensive categories across the NFL. The 2021 team, I'm saying. Their total defense, this Giants team, third to last. This Giants rushing defense, fifth to last. This Giants scoring defense, sixth to last. This Giants passing defense is in the bottom third of the league. Its third down stops are third to last in the league. The sacks are second to last in the league. Oh, and for the grand finale, everybody, the opposing quarterback's completion percentage against this New York Giants defense, it's the best in the league, which ranks this Giants defensive unit as last in the league. How can you win any games when this defense is playing as bad as it has in a literal decade? Your offense can put up 50,000 million points a game. Great. Wonderful. Wow. Historic. But if your defense gives up 50,000 million and 1 points in that same game, you lose. This Giants offense averages just under 21 points per game. Wouldn't you think that would be enough to win some football games? Oh, and here's another one. The Giants defense is tied for second to last in terms of average sacks per game. Second to last! Defensive lineman, because that the onus is on him, right? The defensive lineman, Dexter Lawrence, was asked every which way that exact same question that I just outlined. His responses, and I quote, in this order were, we know that we have to step it up. And we always put that pressure on ourselves as a front to just go out there and just lead to get everyone going. But we know we have to do more. Oh, and how about when asked about stopping the Giants defensive, how about when the Giants defensive line does its best impression of a sieve when it comes time to stop the run game of the other team? Dexter Lawrence said, we obviously haven't did that well. Well, what's the problem there, Dexter Lawrence? He said, as a whole on defense, if one guy out of the zone, it's a big play. It's all about being on the same page and playing as one. What do you mean players are playing out of position? It's week six. Where are the coaches during practice? And speaking of, what does defensive coordinator Patrick Graham have to say about his unit's piss-poor performance week after week? He said, in terms of the yardage given up and the loss of the game, it's unacceptable, period. This is about the Cowboys, by the way. We get paid, myself included, to win games. And when you give up 500-plus yards on offense, that's usually not winning football, so it's completely unacceptable, end quote. Patrick Graham, that's usually not winning football? Usually? This phase of the ball, this defensive phase of the ball, absolutely decimated any chance for the Giants to come out and win games. Patrick Graham also said, the Rams have one of the most explosive offenses in the league. They've got players all over the place. Their coach is a genius. The quarterback is smart. They can throw the ball, run. It's everything. I mean, this is a guy, Patrick Graham, that has been on other teams' head coaching radar for more than one season. Maybe any of those teams should have just taken him. Maybe that ridiculous gushing quote is his application to join the Rams staff. I mean, who knows? This Giants offense has scored the first touchdown of the game. Not points, but the first touchdown of the game on all but two of their games. The Giants defense allowed the Falcons to score 10 points on them, including the game-winning field goal, in the final 4 minutes. They blew a two-digit lead with 4 minutes to go to a team that choked historically in the Super Bowl not that long ago. And once Daniel Jones exited that Cowboys game, it's like the entire Giants defense jumped on the cart with him. I'm not kidding. After Daniel Jones exited, the Giants defense allowed the Cowboys to score 4 touchdowns and 2 field goals. Patrick Graham really asked out loud, what do I have to do and what do we have to do collectively as a group is look ourselves in the mirror and say, what can we do better? Everything. That's the answer. No need to phone a friend. No need to eliminate 2 of the wrong multiple choice answers. And no need to poll the audience, Regis Philbin. The answer is everything. And good luck getting it done against the Rams. Their offense is ranked number 9 in total yards, number 2 in passing yards, and number 8 in points per game. They average a league best 6.7 yards per play and 9 yards per passing play. That's like a first down for the Rams every single time the ball goes into the air. And for the Giants, I don't even want to think about what that could mean. Also, good luck getting after Matthew Stafford, Patrick Graham. The Rams have allowed a league best only 4 sacks. Daniel Jones must be wondering, man, where can I get some protection like that? Oh, and Logan Ryan, he always says the right things, Logan Ryan. He said, whatever the words may be, I think there is a sense of urgency this week. Yeah, I'd say. There's a Giant that over the past, the past couple weeks, has absolutely grown on me. And it's someone you might not expect. It's a guy whose commitment to the game of football I've openly questioned here with you on air. And that, if you listen to the show, you know that who I'm talking about is Kadarius Toney. After that punching incident in Dallas, he took to Twitter to write, want to take the time out to apologize to the entire organization, owners, my teammates, and the entire hashtag Big Blue. Your emotions can get the best of you sometimes. No excuses, just actions. I kind of like that. That's all the right things to say. And by the way, Tom Pelissero from NFL Network posted on Twitter late Saturday afternoon. That's today. The NFL fined Toney, ready for this number, $12,875. What a random number for unsportsmanlike conduct, which was the punch that led to his ejection last week. And then the NFL fined Cowboys defensive back DeMonte Kazee $6,264. I'm waiting for the cents part of this, right? For unnecessary roughness in the same scuffle. That's from Tom Pelissero. I don't know what it is about Kadarius Toney, but after every full press conference of his that I watch, I like him a little bit more. He's personable, and he's maturing and humbling right before our very eyes. Actually, as I just mentioned, he was named Pro Football Focus's Rookie of the Week for the NFC. He's got a tough assignment this weekend in Jalen Ramsey, who is one of the best corners in the league, and who also likes to talk a big game of trash on the field. To a young, explosive player like Kadarius Toney, you better believe Jalen Ramsey will try every trick in the book. Toney was asked if Ramsey will get under his skin. He said, this is a quote, my mindset is always positive. He's going to try, but you can't always get the result out of it. But like I said, a learning process last week, so I mean, I shouldn't expect anything like that from me. Then the reporters tried again. Toney replied, I'm a silent assassin and I don't talk to nobody on the field. And then he said something that made me laugh out loud. He said, if I wasn't here and we wasn't talking, I probably wouldn't talk to you neither. The reporters all burst out laughing. And so did he. He was legitimately laughing at his own joke. But that silent assassin quote, I like that. And Toney followed up with, if I don't have to talk to you, I'm not going to talk to you. Well, maybe he should step onto the field at MetLife Stadium tomorrow and just tell Jalen Ramsey that right from the jump. But here's the maturation piece. When he was asked if there was ever a cornerback that has ever been able to lock him down in his career, instead of the immature, nope, nobody can lock me down, bulletin board material answer, he took the diplomatic route and he said, there's always great competition out there. And then he answered another question with, at the end of the day, I'm still the rookie. There's still a lot that I have to learn and a lot that I have to overcome. And here's what I really like. When Daniel Jones was being taken out on that cart in Dallas, Toney sprinted up to him and wished him well on his way out. And when he was asked about that, Kadarius Toney said, "That's my brother. That's my dog. If he hurt, I'm hurt. That made me go harder. We all for one, one for all." I mean, that's the quote, man. That's the quote from Kadarius Toney that kind of did it for me. If he hurt, I'm hurt. And that made me go harder? Good for him. Now it's just corralling it the right way. So good for him. And I was alerted to this by at Phil Hecken on Twitter, who's the uniform guru. I mean, seriously, we talk about gurus a lot around here, especially with the Jets over the past couple years. But this guy, Phil Hecken, really is the guru. If you're into uniforms, their trends, their history, whatever, across all sports, all levels, Phil Hecken, H-E-C-K-E-N, should be your next follow on Twitter. And tell him I sent you, all right? But anyway, the Giants tweeted, "On Sunday, we're bringing back the same threads from Super Bowl 46. And this is what Phil Hecken tagged me in. "Well, the Giants are hoping for the same outcome as Super Bowl 46 tomorrow, because having Daniel Jones back is going to be a big part of that. And my guy, Kadarius Toney, said, that's pivotal in a lot of ways. Daniel makes everyone prepare whether he's playing or not playing." To me, that sounds like Eli Manning 2.0. I don't know. And hey, great news, Jets fans. Your team has a bye this week, so they can't lose. Ha. Ha. Oh, and as far as making some roster changes to both our Mets and our Yankees, I'll say this. Look no farther than the first and second innings of the ALCS game tonight between the Red Sox and the Astros. The Red Sox were able to load the bases in both of those innings, and then J.D. Martinez and Rafael Devers launched ones over the fence in Houston. And just like that, the Astros were down 8-0 by the top of the second inning. And that's really all the Red Sox needed to win the game. The final score was 9-5. Boston beat Houston twice in Houston. Just like that. And just like I said last night with you guys, it's a good philosophy. Surround the big boppers with the guys can get on base. Done deal. And with that in mind, what specific roster moves would I like to see from both the Yankees and the Mets this offseason? Well, we can get into that as well. So let's get us going. I have set the table for every one of you guys, and I can't wait to talk with you. 877-337-6666. I'm Danielle McCartan on The Fan in New York City. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.